Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord loves us, and He speaks to us from the heart. And He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. You know, I say that so many times. Radio broadcast, website broadcast. The Lord is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And I long for people to relate to the Lord so that He can relate to them. He has an ongoing plan, and as He raises us up, as we listen to Him, receive what He's saying, then He can cause us to be informed to what He's doing and what He needs us to do, and then we can automatically do what we're designed to do. And I say automatically because when you're relating to Him and you know what He's doing, you're on board by faith. You can easily trust what He's doing. It may be a surprise, but people of faith are not always people of trust. And without trust, you're not going to be able to follow. You're not going to be able to excel. It's possible for people to be able to believe God and have faith, receiving what He's saying, and not trust Him in many ways. Trust comes from the past, relating to the Lord from the past. So, relating to God enables us to trust Him. Now, people may trust Him for one thing, but not another. How many times some people can trust Him for finances, but they don't trust Him well for healing? Some people trust Him for salvation, but they struggle to believe for healing or finances. Sometimes people trust the Lord in character ways. In character, they're like Superman. But because of poor teaching, bad training, lack of knowledge, and the persuasions of this life that they didn't break through, they may not trust Him on an adventure. If the Lord say, go to Mississippi and start a work, they'll freeze. They'll try to figure out how to get out of it because they don't trust Him there. They trust Him here. They trust Him with the present, not the future. These things, your relationship related to the Lord will enable you to trust Him completely. What if people could trust God completely? They could trust Him with their life. They could trust Him with their spouse. They could trust Him with their children. How many times do Christian parents send their children off to college and then they worry from the moment they leave to whenever they come back? But when you raise your children to trust the Lord, you trust the Lord, and you give them insight and wisdom, and you show them what to watch out for, and you pray for them, you're at peace. Now, I'm a parent. I taught my children everything I thought they would run into by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So I'm not surprised when they get something right, and I'm not blown away if they make a mistake. I surround them with love and with faith continually. And I watch over them by the Holy Spirit. I pay attention to the Holy Spirit. And I ask the Lord to keep me abreast of what's going on. And when I talk to them, you know, I know that children will portray themselves a certain way around parents. I get that. But I trained them while they were very young, according to the Holy Spirit. And everything I ever taught them, when I take them to church, some parents don't take their children to church, but when I took them to church, they heard everything I taught at home in private. They heard it over the pulpit because the Lord sent me to a wonderful church. And I'm not talking about every now and then. Every time I taught them something, either Pastor Jim or Little Jim or both said the same thing, even with the same scriptures. So I trust the foundation that God was laying. And then the influence of the world. I taught them to break through the influences of the world. And I taught them why. Now it's the balls in their court. They got to do it. But I don't worry. And I even told them, I don't worry about you. I trust what God told me. And I expect something. I enjoy the hope of the future. Just like in yesterday's broadcast, enjoyable hope. See, when you have a foundation of faith, you can enjoy the hope of the future. And this is for everybody, not just preachers. Now, I didn't teach them as an apostle as much as I did as a father. But because I am an apostle, I was able to give them insights. But the training that I was able to give them, I did that by the Holy Spirit as a man of God. And God would expect it to be that way. You, as a parent, you're a priest and a king. You're not limited. And some people say, well, I'm not an apostle. You can get the same training if you want to from the Holy Spirit. That's the point. Any child of God can draw near to the Lord. Don't you understand that every child of God is supposed to fill his heart with the Word of God? Guess what they're filling their heart with? They're filling their heart with words that came from prophets and priests. And some prophets were priests. Jeremiah and Ezekiel were priests. They were Levites. And they were prophets. David was a prophet and a king. And all the 12 apostles and Paul, their influence is in the Word of God. Peter, Jesus. When you're studying their words, you're studying the words that came through apostles and prophets and priests and kings and Jesus Christ our Lord himself. Don't tell me you can't do what an apostle can do. You can read about Paul's life. Paul couldn't read about his life in a day. It took him a lifetime to write all the things he wrote and do all the things he did. It took John a lifetime to get to the point to write Revelation. And he did it by the Holy Spirit. It took Peter a lifetime to do all the things he did and wrote what he did. And the experiences that he had and enjoyed and suffered. For our admonition, for our build-up. So, in a day, you can read everything that they ever did. And if you keep reading it, you'll process it. It takes time to relate to what God is doing. And if you relate to it and you receive it, God can bless your life, heal it, build you up so that you can withstand all the evil pressure of the world. You'll break through all the muck and the mire. You'll break through all the influence, your own influence, the people that surround you, their influence, your family, friends, loved ones, neighbors. You can break through all the wrong influences that are there. And then you can break through the influence of society. And watch this, and by doing so, all these things, you're breaking through the influence of Satan. And if you can break through the influence of Satan, man, men are just foot soldiers. You can fly high above the snake line. You can live like Jesus wants you to live. Now, some people do this, and others get jealous. Some people break through, and they become wealthy, and they have thriving businesses at younger ages. And guess what? Because of jealousy, people talk evil against them. And doubt against them, because if you don't believe your life can work, then you'll suspect that other people's lives can't work. But everybody's life can work if they receive and fill their heart with the Word of God. This goes back to if you spend time in the Lord's presence, he's going to rub off on you. Especially if you want him to. You're trying to learn his word, you're trying to do his will, you're trying to get, you're receiving his logic, and you begin to behave like him. You begin to win like him. You begin to see things. Demons fall off your life. My pastor said that when you fill your heart with the word of God, demons fall off your life. They don't have nothing to attach to. And the opposite is true. If you're tempted and enticed, the influence of God will fall off your life. If you love the world somewhere, the influence of God will fall. Even when the fear of the Lord comes on you to get you to repent, if there's no love in you, it has nothing to attach to. But if you fill your heart with the word of God and the fiery darts are shot into you, if you fill with the love of God, they can't hurt you. You're immune to it. You don't want it. And the anger of God will rise up. You'll fight back. You'll take precautions. You'll use the word that helps you build up, and you'll overcome it and fly high above the snake line. And all the fiery darts that were sent will be extinguished. And when you're not in fear, your fear jumps back on the person that tried to get you in fear. See, when bullies are around and they try to bully you into fear and you're not afraid, the fear gets back on them. And they're lost. When proud people love to be feared, they love to be revered, feared. They love to be honored. And when you see them for what they are, they're not balanced anymore. They have no effect on you. Their witchcraft won't work. And I use the word witchcraft because the evil influence through pride will not work on you. And when people get in pride, they'll see you as a threat. Unless they repent and walk in the living love of God. And they know it's wrong, so they try to hide it. And it can't be hidden if it's in your heart. Whatever's in your heart will be spoken and will be acted upon. You have to drive it out of your system. If you want to be a certain way, fill your heart with the word of God and drive it out of your system. And the enemy won't have any attachments. You can live without evil, worldly, satanic attachments. You can live without even the small things that people excuse. You can live without temper tantrums. You can live without doubt and fear. If you struggle to believe what God said, you can live without that too. All you have to do is relate to the Lord. Fill your heart with the word of God. And then the Holy Spirit will help. He'll put it together inside you. And you have to long for the life of God. Don't try to do it by yourself. Ask the Lord for help. I ask him for help when I'm strong or when I think I'm strong. I say, Lord, help me do all that's in your heart. Because in some way, I'm not educated. I'm educated to a point. The Lord has been I spent time with the Lord for years. I enjoy him. I preach it. I teach. I'm still learning. And every time the Lord teaches me something, I'm alerted to something I don't know. And that's where I can go wrong. And I understand this. Not by will or choice, but when I depend on the Lord for help, he always showed me the better way to do it. And he prepared me against the day that I got to make what I call a Rebecca choice. One day you're going to get a visitation. It always happens to everybody. You're going to get a visitation, and if you're not prepared, you'll miss it. And I don't want to miss any more Rebecca choices. Now, Rebecca was the daughter of Bethuel, wife of Isaac. When the messenger was sent to bring a wife to Isaac, Abraham's son, Abraham's only begotten son of promise, she said, I will go with him. She made a Rebecca choice and took faith. It got down to her decision. She had to make a choice. She couldn't just go on her daddy's orders. Something happened, and she had to make the Rebecca choice. If you want to make your Rebecca choice, you got to be in line with what God is doing. You got to prepare your heart. You can't be like Rehoboam and don't prepare your heart to love and serve God. He was not established. He was raised by Solomon. And he became a foolish man. You don't have to become a foolish man or woman. You don't have to. When you read about these people that did wrong, by all means, learn from them. Some of them are in heaven now. They can't change what they did. If they made heaven, God loves them. God don't bring up their past. But here, their past is for our admonition. They don't mind if you do better than them. They want you to. They're pulling for you. But whether he's in heaven or hell now, he made a foolish choice. So you don't have to make a Rehoboam choice. You can make a Rebecca choice. If you don't want to keep making Rehoboam choices, start looking to the Lord. Receive his word. Honor his word just like you honor him. When you worship God, you're praising him for who he is and what he's done in your life. And you're thankful that he is God and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You're worshiping him. You're honoring him. Now, when you live by the word of God, you're worshiping the word. You're honoring the word. You put the word before you. You put the word before your will. You put the word before somebody else's will. You're honoring the word of God. Now, with that being said, your whole life can become worship. If you fill your heart with the word of God and honor him, live to honor him, enjoy him. See, Pastor Webb said something a long time ago about enjoying. Like a man was going to, he was in medical school. And if I remember right, he was in medical school. And he wanted to, he was almost prepared to be a doctor, but he loved ministry. And he said, you might as well go ahead and finish. You came this close. You enjoy it. He used the word enjoy it. He said, you enjoy it. So he finished. God can use what you have. If you love ministry, you don't have to traditionalize ministry and limit it to the traditions of ministry. Ministry is a function, and God needs it done in a varied way. If you're a doctor, you are a minister. If you have the knowledge of a doctor, you can start a private practice, and you can work in the hospital. But you don't have to be on call like other doctors do all the time. You can arrange your life the way you want it, and you can do more for God and still minister at church. You may not be able to make every Sunday, but you'll still be effective. If there's anything you enjoy, it can fit in the plan of God. You just have to find where it fits and use it. In life, you can enjoy the word of God. You can enjoy winning. You can enjoy learning how to win. I enjoy every moment of my day, every moment of my day. I have never been bored since the Lord saved me in 1983. It was the last Friday of May in 1983. It was payday that day. I got saved because Earl said, man, Chris and James was telling me about the Bible. I'm going to go buy me a Bible today, and I'm going to go home and read it. And I said to myself, man, he going to heaven. I'm going to hell. And I thought about that. I said, I don't want to go to hell. And I made up my mind to believe on Jesus. And the enemy came saying, get saved, you're going to be bored. And I thought, the way I thought at that time, it sounded right. It sounded like I was going to be bored. I said, I don't care. Jesus hung on the cross and died. I love him. And I thought I was going to be bored. And God did some kind of miracle in me. I have never been bored from that moment on. I have been bored before that. I know what it's like to be bored. I have not. Before the Lord, I promise you, I have not been bored since that day. I enjoy every moment of the day. I don't know how God did that, but I've heard that you take away cigarettes, wine, beer, sex, all kind of things from people. He enabled them to stand. You know, people that were lifelong prostitutes, they can walk, they walk away from it. That's a miracle. They walk away and never look back at it. They don't have any desires for it. And then they have the ability to have a healthy marriage without the drama of the past. God can do things. He can do miracles for us. We just got to receive them. I know people that they stopped drinking and never took another drop. People, the Lord took away cigarettes and they never had to smoke again. So this happens. I don't, that was my miracle. I've never been bored. But there's also a reason. I don't remember in my own mind being bored from that time. The enemy said I'd be bored and I haven't been. So he lied. So anyway, when you fill your heart with the word of God, you have something that the enemy can't take. When the love of God, the word of God is the knowledge of love. So when it's building up in you, you can stand. You can stand strong. And you can do all that's in God's heart. You can do things you don't know, but it enables you to trust him in every capacity. And that's what I'm after. That's what I try to help people know and understand. You can follow God, but you have to receive what he's saying in order to believe him. Abraham left the safety of his country, his kindred, and his father's house because he believed the Lord his God. The difference in when you believe God, there's a difference between believing and trusting. Trusting is believing God because of the past. Believing God is trusting God without the past. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you, and God loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.